With the RV Advisor's Roadside Assistance Plan, we've got you covered for just $99 per year. Visit thervadvisor.com today.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. Today, my guest is Beth Cronin from Vintage Glampers. And Beth is based in Massachusetts, not too far away from Boston. And she joins us today. Hey, Beth, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's great to see you. Great to have you on. And I'm here on your Instagram page, and I'm seeing Vintage Glampers. Now, you know, we're learning more and more about what glampers are. But the vintage aspect is kind of interesting because, we're sort of dialing back a little bit to some cool old campers that you guys like to work on and sort of, you know, bring back the simpler days, perhaps, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we love antiquing and we love vintage things. So, you know, what better than to, you know, bring back to life something that, you know, most likely would have made its way to a dump, you know? And we think it's really important, not only from like a green aspect to redo things that already exist, but just for the fact that it's like a little piece of history, and bringing it back to life is something that, you know, just makes us really happy to do.
Yeah, that's terrific. I'm a big fan of vintage things, cool things. If you look over my shoulder, and people have asked this a few times of us on the show, there's an old usher's jacket from my dad's theater, and that's from 1938. That old jacket back there on the wall, and the Coke clock is from the 50s. That used to also be in the theater, and it works great and it keeps amazing time, and it even lights up. I just don't have any light bulbs in it right now, but it's a great old clock. So I fully appreciate your love of all things ancient.
Yes. She definitely, and I don't know why she's a she, but she just is. We've named her our little one, and it's just, you know, she's been brought back to life, and it's great because when we go places, we love that people stop and they're like, oh my God, is that a new model or is that? And we're like, no, this is a 1968, and they're just floored that it looks, you know, great for its age. I mean, it took a lot of elbow grease to get there, you know, people enjoy it too. And we love, you know, showing it off and showing people that, you know, you can bring these things back to life and they'd be fully functional too.
Yeah. And it speaks to the construction of these things that even at that time, I mean, you're going more than 50 years ago, you know, that the level of craftsmanship and construction was certainly there. It was top of mind. And it just, like you said, needed a little elbow grease to just reveal that, you know, wipe away some of those years, but really fantastic. And you know, you brought up the fact that it's a she, and it seems like we always do that with things like, you know, she's an old ship or something, you know, like, you know, or she's running like a top or whatever. And it always seems to be a she. That's terrific. And I know that you, you're working on acclimating a member of the family to the camper.
Yeah, we are.
And her name is Lola. Lola is your dog, a mix of multiple breeds.
Yeah.
Beautiful dog. And tell us about how Lola's making that adjustment.
So we've now had Lola for 3 months. So she is a rescue dog, and she is between 3 and 4 years old. And so we're being very careful with how we introduce her to the camper, because she's had a little traveling in her past. And so each new experience, it's almost like, you know, she gets nervous and she's wondering, you know, is this something I can be comfortable with? And so the timing of getting her to, you know, when we typically travel in the camper has been perfect because she's been able to really get comfortable with us in our home and trust us. And so now by just bringing her out to the backyard into the camper, it's getting her acclimated that this is a safe space for her too. And so, you know, it's sometimes just hanging out on the bed with her for a half hour or an hour and letting her sniff around and explore and hopefully not mark her territory. But yeah, and us too, learning how to make it comfortable for her.
Right.
And that will include building a little ramp for her to even be able to get up onto the bed because she's only 8 pounds and she needs some clearance, which we don't necessarily have in there. So it's been interesting to really watch her get comfortable, but also us learning what will be comfortable for her when we do travel.
Yeah. And not too unlike people, you know, we all of us have to make adjustments to new things, new surroundings and get acclimated. And whether we're moving to a new area or whatever we're doing, or even when you get a new car or something, it's like, you know, you're conditioned into thinking, well, this thing is here and that thing is there. And, but now it's moved. It's a different model. So I what am I doing here? So that's great. You know, so Lola's making that adjustment. And travel, obviously, is, like you said, is a big part of the future. And any sites set on specific locations you're thinking about visiting?
So we do a lot of traveling just in New England. Bulk of our traveling we do between May and, well, sometimes early April, but mainly May and through October up here in this area. So we love going to a place called Bailey's Campground, and that's up in Scarborough, Maine. And so this summer, just with coming off of the pandemic, we're going to keep it local in New England, hit up Maine, New Hampshire. You know, we may travel up to Vermont, but we haven't quite nailed a place yet. But primarily just staying in New England, you know, we have done further road trips to, we went down to the Smoky Mountains a few years back. Which was actually where we got engaged. But, you know, when the pandemic hit and kind of just shifting gears and everything, we're going to keep it just in New England this summer.
Gotcha. So. And it kind of stay close to home little bit. But New England is, you know, it's certainly beautiful. Has quite a bit of territory to explore. Yeah. So that's terrific. If I'm not mistaken, what is it? 6 states comprise New England. So, we were talking ahead of, what's that?
Plenty of options.
Plenty of options. We were talking before the show and I shared with you that, you know, I'm no stranger to the area, although it's been a while, but, as a kid, I used to get up there with my folks and we'd visit Cape Cod and, got to, you know, throughout Massachusetts and into, Providence, Rhode Island, and a bunch of different places, Mystic, Connecticut, you know, those kinds of places. And a lot of fun. It's a great part of the country. We're going to take a quick break. We're speaking with Beth Cronin from Vintage Glampers. You can follow Beth and her husband, Eric, on Instagram, / Vintage Glampers. And some really cool pictures. And they've got almost 3,000 followers. Help them get to 3,000, folks. You can just hop on and join, and they'll get to that magic number and keep growing. We'll be back with Beth Cronin in just a moment. You're watching and listening to the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned.
The RVACA is a charitable organization protecting the rights of the RV owners. We'll work with dealers and manufacturers to ensure quality control is in place prior to delivery of an RV. Additionally, the RVACA provides assistance to disaster relief victims. Visit RVACA.org.
We are back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guest is Beth Cronin. She is from Vintage Glampers. You can follow Beth and her husband, Eric, on Instagram, / Vintage Glampers. And Beth, in the break, we were chatting a little bit, and I know you said it's a 1968 camper. Give us a little bit of the specs on that. And I know that we talked about the fact that the construction is maybe not what people are maybe accustomed to today, but give us a little backstory on that.
Yeah, so we have a 1968 Cerro Scotty Highlander. So the Highlander is the little bump out that you would see if you're looking at our camper. The Scotty campers, there were many different designs, but the Highlander was one of their bigger models, and it is supposed to sleep six, which I find extremely comical.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of it. It is that's hysterical. You know, it's
yeah.
Maybe six hamsters or something, but I don't know about people.
Exactly. I mean, the two of us in there, it's comfortable, but we often think, imagine four more adults in here. I mean, that would be challenging.
Yeah.
So the model is one of their bigger models. But what we did is we were able to really keep the bones of the camper. So, you know, it's made of 1/4-inch plywood, which, you know, as I was saying earlier, they don't make them like they used to. And it really goes to show that given the age of this camper and the fact that we were able to keep its structure, I think really goes to show just how strongly things were built, during that time.
Yeah.
And, we were really happy that we could kind of keep the integrity of the original design and the layout inside, you know, while we were doing our renovations.
Yeah, it's I would imagine a challenge to do that. You know, it's what gets sacrificed or whatever, if that's a conversation, you know. It's and the colors are, did you have to do any touch up with the paint or on the exterior?
Yeah, so we did. The skins that are the metal that goes around the camper, all that's original. And we are super thankful that that was kept, you know, very well maintained, because that can be a really expensive cost. But we did have it brought to an auto body shop and repainted. Mm-hmm. And we decided to keep the original colors. So the previous owners, I believe, tried to paint over that blue to like a not quite a navy, but a little darker blue. So we were able to kind of peel away and see what the original coloring was. Mm-hmm. So we did get that done, which yeah. I think, you know, when we're out and people go, is that an old camper or is that a new one? We can really say it's because of the paint job. I really think that brings
it back. Well, it's got that really shade of blue that harkens back to that era.
Yeah.
In some ways reminding you of the avocado and gold and orange appliances from the 60s and 70s, right?
Which were inside. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. So you've kind of got that that look. But that color blue is, I guess you'd almost describe it as a sky blue. It just really speaks to that time. And of course, you said 1968 was the year that it was constructed. I should point out that your adventures have been documented in Rootless Living and Vintage Camper Trailer magazines, right? That's they've done a little story on you guys.
They've done a story. We did our actual our renovation story in the Rootless Living magazine. So, you know, even on our Instagram, if you scroll through some of our highlights, you'll see the whole renovation process, which I always love before and after photos. It's great to see the camper the way it is now, but to try to explain how awful it was when we got it, it's just easier to take a look and really see that, you know, this it's come a long way. So yeah, our whole story of the renovation was in a couple of pages actually in Rootless Living magazine. So we were really, really happy to be able to share that with such a great magazine.
Yeah, that's terrific. We've had those folks on the podcast from Rootless Living, wonderful people. And I got to tell you, I imagine the interior as well on this. You know, you've got a little cooking area, and you've got mm-hmm. you know, place to obviously rest your head at night. And give us a little bit of a view of the interior. Tell us what, when you walk in, how it's laid out.
Awesome. Yeah. So the layout of the interior is exactly the way it would be or would have been, you know, in 1968. So we kept, right when you walk through the door, you know, over to your right is a table that also breaks down to be a bed, mm-hmm. which would sleep supposedly two adults, which I find comical. It may fit a small child, you know, and then over to our left is our cooking area. And, you know, there's the original bathroom that we have a small like boat toilet that we put in there, like a self-contained toilet. And then we have our bed, which is right next to the kitchen. And above that is our storage, which originally was a bunk bed. So there's the extra four people. But really, you know, the camper came with a stove, and we, when assessing how to really do this rebuild, it was, okay, how do we make this camper functional mm-hmm. and safe for the current times? Mm-hmm. So although my verbal tour of the camper sounds like it's way bigger than it is, it's really not, you know, it's a small little box. So, you know, our kitchen has been shifted to a three burner stove. And in lieu of that big oven that they had in it originally. So we made a lot of little tweaks inside of it to make it work for us. We added a refrigerator. We added an air conditioner, which I have no idea how people slept in these in the heat of summer.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's just crazy, you know? So we really had to kind of assess the whole thing. And make it actually functional.
The only thing I can think of in response to your air conditioning question was, in those days, air conditioning was a luxury, mm-hmm. and they weren't as you know, common in, outside of big office buildings or things like that. You know, they weren't as common in homes, in cars. You know, and people were. I guess it's that your reference point is what you're used to. And so maybe that's what it was. It's like people just didn't have anything to compare it to. Yeah, they toughed it out.
Point. Yeah. I would say I probably reference it 3 to 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Well, when we're camping in the summer, I'm like, how did they do this back then without, you know, the air conditioner? It's just, it's mind boggling, but it's a good point. If that's all you know is, you know, heat, then
you can acclimate. Yeah, and it's funny, as we're talking and we're recording this conversation, the air conditioner just kicked on in the office, and I normally wouldn't pay any attention to that, but because we're talking about it, I'm aware of it now, and it just kicked on, but it kicks on multiple times throughout the day, and it's like breathing, you know, it's about as natural as breathing. But yeah, it's where you're standing at on the timeline, I guess, I suppose. So to wrap up, why don't we, again, let folks know where they can follow you and learn more about your adventures.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram. We are the Vintage Glampers. And you'll find all of our posts for the camper, some of our at-home DIY projects, but it's primarily a focus on our little one, which is what we call our camper. So you can catch us on Instagram.
Our little one, and hopefully our little one continues to thrive for years to come in not only New England, but other parts of the country when she sees the open road, right?
That's the hope.
Beth Cronin, thank you so much for taking time out and joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And I'd like to have you on again. And next time, maybe your husband can pop in and join us as well.
Absolutely. We would love that.
Terrific. Beth Cronin, our guest from Vintage Glampers. Again, you can follow them Instagram/vintageglampers. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Back in a moment.
Get the number one rated tire and wheel coverage anywhere, starting at $180 per year. Visit thervadvisor.com today.
Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. Tom Alexander with you. And of course, I'm joined, as always, by our guest coordinator. There she is, Neve Carrizacco. Hey, Neve, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing well. Recording this on a Sunday morning. And I know that Sundays are you know, a lot of family activity in the Zacco household, right?
Yes. The kids definitely are keeping me busy.
They're keeping you busy. That's a good thing. Keeps you out of trouble, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I know that the last time we talked, I guess the elephant in the room, if you will, was the fire. Obviously, yes. Last week we had the fire, and it has been unquestionably a big bump in the road, but we're still riding through, and we're doing everything we're sort of known to do, which is provide the services and also a lot of content for RVers.
Yeah, I mean, they're working. Everything is continuing as normal. The RV Advisor is still operating on a national scale. Thankfully, a lot of us obviously are remote anyway, so we just continued as usual. And then as for the flagship store, they are just working out of RVs and making sure everyone is taken care of that way. So yeah, everyone is just hustling at the moment, and it's going great.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. And I guess it's sort of convenient if you're in the RV industry that you've got some spare RVs around to actually work out of, you know. It's like they say, no better place to twist an ankle than in a hospital, right? Yeah. It's kind of the same thing for us in this case, right?
100%. Yeah, it's worked out very, very beneficial. I mean, the service department has their RV, Gigi has her RV. So yeah, they're all doing their thing.
Yeah, I know that you and Gigi go back a lot of years. And has she chatted with you at all about future plans as far as, a permanent spot, a new permanent spot? Has that come up yet?
Yes. Still, there is difficulty, obviously, with her being able to put out any news on what she's doing, just because of the legalities of what are going on at RV Advisor right now and at Planet RV. But yes, she has many exciting ideas in her head. Some I have heard, but I will wait to see if it's something that she wants to say first. But yeah, she is not taking it lightly, and she's going full steam ahead with some very exciting opportunities that have come out of this this devastating time, we'll say.
Yeah. And it's... I guess in many, many cases of difficult challenges, there are silver linings, and that's what we're looking for that.
Yes.
And of course, our new social media platform is up and running, and I know that you are right in the midst of that, because I know that's a big thing for you.
Yes, I am. It's going great, and we're seeing more and more people sign up all the time. We're starting to do on the road events again. Kelly and Steve are kind of heading that up, especially Steve. He's really kind of creating traction, and will begin to create a lot more traction as he gets on the road and starts to meet people, within the RV community. So we're very excited to see where the social media platform goes in the next few months.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly and Steve on our sales team. That's terrific. And those two, I know, work around the clock on a lot of things, and they're keeping busy just like everybody,
right?
In development, in content, and everything, the creative side. So everybody's got their tasks. That's for sure. And of course, we always let our viewers and listeners know that if they want to possibly be on the show, be part of the RV Advisor podcast, they reach out to you. And where do they do that?
So ncarrie@theRVAdvisor.com, my email address is the most promising way to get me. But I am also over Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and things like that. So I see all of the messages that come in and try help people where I can. So if anyone wants to drop me a message, or again, ncarrie@theRVAdvisor.com. You'll get me any of those ways. We're welcome to anybody coming on our show.
Fantastic. Well, there we go. We're all set. And another show wrapped up right here on the RV Advisor podcast. For Aneeth Carrizacco, I'm Tom Alexander. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.